Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Judy Van Halzen and Stephanie Nemers with Marion County Public Health about upcoming winter weather vaccinations. As the weather soon will start to get colder, it's obviously the start of flu season. How should kids and adults go about getting their flu shot this upcoming fall?
You know, you're exactly right. It's getting close to flu season. The influenza vaccine is starting to be delivered to all the facilities, and you're going to see it out there. And it's important to get vaccinated before the flu starts spreading in our community, so we can just make sure that we don't have an outbreak in our community. Once you get your shot, it takes about 2 weeks for that vaccination to take effect. During that 2 weeks, you can still get the flu if you're exposed. So you still want to cover your cough, stay at home when you're sick, wash your hands really good. But the main thing is get that flu shot, because it's not only going to protect you, it's going to protect your grandmother. It's going to protect that infant that you take care of that have very little to no protection against that, and it can be deadly for them. And there's several different types of flu options that you have. I always get the flu shot myself. It's a quadrivalent. It protects us against 4 strains of the flu, 2 A's and 2 B strains, and it can be used for kids 6 months and on up through the ages. For folks over the age of 65, I recommend the high-dose vaccine. It's designed specifically for folks over 65 years of age. And the reason for the high dose for them is our immune systems become weaker with age, and it places us at greater risk for severe illness or even death from influenza. So increasing that high dose, it will also increase our immune response, hopefully giving us better immunity. So folks over 65, I recommend the high dose. There's a recombinant trivalent shot out there that's egg-free. If you're worried about egg allergies, talk to your doctor. Find out what you think might be the best for you. And also, the nasal mist, I hear, is coming back this year. The American Academy of Pediatrics said in a statement in May that the inactivated influenza injected vaccine provides superior protection against that influenza infection compared with the nasal spray vaccine, and should be used as its first choice for immunization. Now, give it every chance you get to get the shot, but if you can't get it in a kiddo or something, then go and try. I don't know if you'll even be able to find the nasal spray out there this year, because of the last 2 years, it just really hasn't worked that well, and they pulled it off the shelf. So, but it's going to be back.
Weakened immune systems coming up this fall. Obviously, healthcare for pregnant women is something that Marion County Health provides in terms of either healthcare or avenues to receive healthcare. What should a pregnant woman know about their healthcare options?
All pregnant women should get a flu shot during their pregnancy. Pregnant women are at high risk of hospitalization with the flu. When someone who's pregnant gets the flu, she's protecting herself from getting sick, When a pregnant woman gets a flu shot, she's protecting herself from getting sick with the flu. Though not specifically examined among pregnant women, some studies suggest the flu vaccine can make illness milder among people who still get sick. Another benefit of getting a flu shot during pregnancy is that antibodies are passed on to the baby. Children younger than 6 months old are too young to get a flu vaccine, but they are at a high risk of serious flu complications, including being hospitalized with the flu. Getting vaccinated during pregnancy can provide the baby with some flu protection that lasts for several months after birth.
More for adults on what they need to pay attention to for this upcoming season.
Now we have a shingles vaccine, and it is not live anymore. It is a recombinant, which means you're less likely to have side effects. I got mine in March, and it was just fine. You get 2 shots divided by 2 months. And shingles is not something you want. So I would recommend anybody over the age of 50, check with your insurance company, make sure it's covered. Some insurances cover it only if given by the doctor. Others only cover it if you're getting it at the pharmacy. So make sure you know what your insurance covers. Also, there's the pneumonia vaccine, which is real important for adults ages 65 and older. They're recommended to receive both those pneumococcal vaccinations, the PCV 13 and the PCV 23. And then there's a couple others that adults need, that depending on their age, their occupation, travel, medications, if they have chronic diseases. For example, people with diabetes, they're at higher risk for developing hepatitis B because they're dealing with needles and stuff. And so for that reason, Medicare will cover, and other insurance, Medicare and other insurances will cover Hep B vaccinations for folks who have diabetes. People with asthma or COPD, chronic heart problems or stroke have a greater risk of having a serious and deadly complication from the flu, so they should definitely be vaccinated each year along with their family and community to protect them from the flu.
Thanks to Judy Van Holzen and Stephanie Nemers for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.